This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Salicata back on the Fan. It's Wednesday afternoon. Let's get to some midday madness, BT. Let's do it on the phones here on the BT and Sal Show, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Steve is calling from Howard Beach. Steve wants to join the madness of the show. What's up, Steve?
Guys, what's best for Dable and Shane is not what's best for the Giants. Now, the player in the draft that is the most able to be the not bust of the draft is Travis Hunter. So now if the Giants, in the interest of long-term benefit, draft Hunter, they have made the right selection, and also waiting on a quarterback or maybe going to get Cousins or some type of stopgap for a year or two. But what Dable and Shane are going to do is fight for their jobs and put this organization in an even worse predicament. That's going to be terrible short-term. It's actually going to blow up, and it's going to prohibit them from winning long-term. So the two are going in totally different directions, and as a 30-year business owner, I see this from 10 miles away, that they are operating this organization in utter peril, chaos, and with desperation.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Steve. Steve. Thank you for the call. We appreciate you joining the Midday Madness here on The Fan with BT and Sal. That's the thing, BT. It's common sense, right? Like, we talked about this during the season, in the offseason. We're talking about it again. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to go the way that we expect it to go, but based on the decisions that they made, the prior decisions, where they are at currently, it feels like they're in a spot where they're almost forced to do the wrong thing. And it's not going to end in a good way for this Giants organization. The right thing to do would be to say, we believe in Shane and Dable. We long-term, these are our guys. We're not making any changes. We don't anticipate that anytime soon. Let them then go about the draft or free agency the way that they want. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either. But let me give you the flip side here. And Giant fans would love if this actually happened. You know, we plan this out, we chart out a course of action, do this, do that, draft this guy, sign this guy, cut that guy, hire this coach, and, you know, these plans that we lay out on the air or on social media usually never happen, and if they do, if the organization by chance should follow what we map out, usually they don't work out, because, like, you know, you want certain players, they do it, it doesn't work out. So, nobody understands, and nobody knows what's going to happen here. I think that the Giants, to me, they're not going to get it done conventionally. Like, they don't have the first pick. They're not the worst record. There's no layup, you know, like Peyton Manning waiting for them. But think about how the Knicks tried to rebuild. They always tried to get the free agents, didn't get them. And I don't mean Jalen Brunson. I'm talking about LeBron or those guys, right? Didn't get the big stars to save them then. Never popped on the first overall pick. Never got a Duncan. Never got a player like that. We wanted Zion. That wouldn't have worked out anyway. So sometimes you just have to get lucky. And the last thing I want to tell Giant fans is to be patient, because you've been patient for a while. But just because it seems scattered now, that doesn't mean that they can't figure it out in an unconventional way.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But in all likelihood, we know how this is going to end. It's going to end with Shannon Dable being fired. They're going to hire a new regime. They're going to go get the new quarterback. And it'd be one thing if the Giants had established something in the last 3 years. Tell me in 3 years with Shannon Dable what the Giants have established. What is their identity in 3 years of this regime right now? What is it?
It's a short list. There's really nothing. So they don't have an identity right now. We don't even know how they want to play.
Correct. So maybe in their mind, Dable's saying, look, this is the offense. This is how it's going to work with a real quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't get it. You think plugging in all these free agents is going to help all of a sudden that defense become a legitimate defense?
I think the defense has enough pieces where if these pieces that they plug in work, then I think the defense could be pretty good. They got some good players on defense.
Okay.
You got to score some touchdowns.
We've said that before, but the defense hasn't proven to be very good.
Well, the defense is also always out there. The time of possession is 40-20, it seems like, because the offense can't do a drive. There's a lot of reasons. I don't want to bore anybody, but, right. The defense needs to be better. No question about it, but I think the shell of a good defense is there for the Giants. I don't doubt that.
Liz is in Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Liz?
Liz.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So I'm a longtime Steelers fan. I've been spoiled through the Roethlisberger years, and I really do not Rodgers. I think he's a bad fit for this team.
Why?
I think he's too old. I think it's time to hang it up.
Okay.
I worry about our O-line because he's a pocket passer. I don't think we can protect our quarterback.
So who do you want?
That's a tough question. I wanted Fields to stay. I think he was underused last year. I think he has a lot of potential.
Okay.
I know he's gone. Wilson, I think he's washed up too. I just don't see him in this organization.
So who do you want?
I think the Steelers need to
rebuild.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
There is nobody.
I get it.
But I feel like the Steelers just need to, just go in this. I think they've been in a rebuilding phase for a lot of years and just can't get all the pieces together.
Yeah.
Quarterback being the biggest one.
Liz, you know what I think you need to do? I think you need to open yourself up to a little Rodgers. He's coming.
Yeah, and by the way, it would be the best thing. Liz is obviously a Steelers fan, so she could have her opinion on it. But I believe from afar, it would be the best thing the Steelers could do. It would be better than what they had last year, which, by the way, wasn't awful last year. They still had a puncher's chance. They needed the as long as you have Tomlin, that Pittsburgh defense, they're going to be competitive in the AFC. Rodgers, if you get, remember too, in their minds, BT, because we talked about this as far as it pertained to retaining Rodgers with the Jets. Coming off of a year where he was healthy, doesn't have to go through the rigorous rehab this offseason, they might be getting the best version of Rodgers that we've seen in the last 3+ years.
Yeah.
If you get that, combined with their run game, their coaching, their style of play, Rodgers can be the difference maker to put you. Now, it could flop, of course, but at least the potential to have Rodgers be the difference maker, I would be all about that.
Well, an offseason of actually training to play football rather than trying to get your body back up to speed to merely compete, those are two very different things. So I do think you'll be better this year, but there's pressure in Pittsburgh too. If it's Rodgers or if it's Wilson or whatever they do, and they go 8-9, 9-8, first round flop, there are a lot of Steelers fans who want Tomlin gone now.
Right. Pat is in Long Island. What's up, Pat?
Yeah, I don't think Rodgers to the Giants makes any sense. I honestly think they're wasting. He's not going to go to the Giants, but they're wasting time with this Russell Wilson and Rodgers talk. Sal, I completely agree with you. They need to this is just a sign of dysfunction. They need to let these guys draft their quarterback and let them develop a little bit. Like you guys said, that's why Dable was brought here. And if they go out and get Rodgers and it completely flops, it just sets the franchise back even more.
Do you think, and thank you for the call, Pat, do you think that if you sign Aaron Rodgers, it allows you to develop the quarterback properly?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In year one.
Unconventionally possible, but probably not.
Okay.
Meaning he's not getting real live bullets.
Now, maybe, Now, maybe some people could say, yeah, I do, because I want him to sit and learn for an entire year and learn from one of the best to ever do it. Okay. I don't think that I'm not saying that that can't work, and I'd rather have a guy sit for at least portion of his first year than just be thrown to the wolves. But with Rodgers here, it's a different animal. The story shouldn't be year one if the Giants draft Cam Ward about Aaron Rodgers. It should be about Cam Ward and when they're going to turn things over to Cam Ward. Rodgers is such a huge personality and has his own goals, is trying to win now, where Ward or whoever they draft would take a back seat. Could that be beneficial? Maybe. For me, that's not what I would want this to be about if I'm running the Giants organization.
But you can strip away some of that personality. This is not the Jets a couple of years ago where he's saying, I want Randall Cobb, I want Evan Turner, I want Lazard, I want this coach, I want that. No, I mean, hey, Aaron, I'm going to give you a chance to play football. I don't see many other teams knocking down your door. So it's our rules. You know, if you want to come abide by them, you can come play. So it's a different persona. It's a different energy. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to work, but Aaron Rodgers entering the Giants building is vastly different than Rodgers entering the Jets building.
Sonny's in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you?
Hey, BK, I can't believe I never told you this. My three oldest brothers, George, Jack, and Joe, they all went to Marist at the same time.
I bet you that had a great time, huh? They loved it, right?
Back in the day. This is a long time ago. They're all 68, 67, and 66 years of age. All, believe it or not, they're all born the same day, BT, but a year apart. Okay. They all have the same birthday.
Wild. All right, cool, man. What's going on?
Sal, your scenario about Aaron Rodgers coming to the Giants, that only works, I think, if you sign Rodgers, you don't draft a quarterback at number three. You pick the best player available, which is probably going to be Hunter or Carter. And then you pick a quarterback, say in the second or third round, like Kyle McCord out of Syracuse or Jalen Milroe out of Alabama, because then those guys don't have to take a lot of snaps in their first year.
Well, that's why I wouldn't do it. I think you're right, Sonny. Thank you for the call. I think that's the way that it would work for the Giants. If you have Aaron Rodgers, if they decide it's Rodgers, much like it would have been for Stafford. If they decide it's Rodgers, then it's, okay, we're trying to win now, and the future franchise quarterback is secondary. It doesn't mean that you can't take one, but you're taking one later in the rounds, maybe hoping that it could stick one day down the road. But for now, for the next year, potentially two, your quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, and you're going to try to win games. I get the feeling that's what they're trying to do. I think that would be a disaster.
I mean, that sounds good, but I mean, it sounds a little bit good, but you can't control that because if it was the other way around, meaning if the draft was before free agency, well, then I could see that. You don't take a quarterback at three. You don't trade down. You don't trade up. You do whatever you do with three. And then you find your quarterback round two or round three. And then you can say, okay, we have a guy that's a little bit of a raw project here, but we've got Rodgers or Wilson or whatever they do. That's more justifiable than doing it this way, because if you get Rodgers or whomever, and you say, well, we're still in the quarterback market, you can't control that you actually get somebody that you like, because right. somebody could beat you to him.
I guess my point is, if you're going to go all in, I would go all in on getting Cam Ward. If they don't like Cam Ward, then they're not going to do that. They're not going to force the issue. That's why they're going all in on Rodgers, which I think would be a disaster.
Didn't it seem like they were more all in for a moment on Ward? It did.
I thought so, according to the reports.
Well, first it seemed like it was all Sanders, and then that dissipated quick.
Right.
And then it was Stafford, and then it was, my Giants look like they're going to mess around and trade for Cam Ward.
I always thought it was more Sanders just because of default. Like, they weren't going to be able to get Ward, and then maybe at three, they'd hope to get Shador Sanders and turn him into the franchise quarterback. Either way, it is a mess with the Giants quarterback situation. BT and Sal on the Fan. Midday Madness with you guys on the phones, brought to you by Boost Mobile. When you buy 6 months on their best unlimited plans, Boost will give you another 6 months free.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.